I'd like to welcome everyone to this week's virtual drasha. To begin by thanking Aaron Raskis for dedicating the drasha and the schus of Refuah Shalema for Rachel Bas Devorah. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Kol Cholei Yisrael will have a complete and enduring Refuah. We have the incredible privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Vayeshev. In addition, of course, we have the incredible privilege this Shabbos to celebrate Shabbos Chanukah. There's something so special about the fact that the first candle, the first ner, is going to be kindled on Erev Shabbos, and we have the opportunity in the beginning of Chanukah to enter into the Kedusha, to the holiness of Shabbos. The holiness of Shabbos coupled with the holiness of Chanukah is going to create what I have no doubt will be an incredible and dramatic uplifting experience for all of us. And over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about these parshios, and a certain theme has stuck with me that I'd like to share with you tonight. If you look at all of the parshios, really from the beginning of Lech Lecha, from the moment that we're first introduced to Avraham Avinu, all the way through this week's parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, there's one thing that comes up over and over again, and that is the theme of wells. Be'eros, by each and every one of the avos and dominant personalities in these parshios, there's some type of reference to a well. Avraham Avinu comes to Canaan, he digs wells. Torah tells us he dug wells, the Plishtim, the Philistines filled in the wells. Yitzchak Avinu, whom the Torah really tells us very little about in general. The Torah goes into great detail regarding the wells that he dug. Yaakov Avinu dug wells. Not only does Yaakov Avinu dig wells, but remember again, he meets Rachel by the well. He does something dramatic, rolls the stone off of the well. And Yosef, in this week's parasha, the Torah tells us when the brothers are literally ready to kill him, the Torah says they end up throwing him into a pit. And when the Torah describes the pit, it's habor reik in bo mayim. The pit was empty, the pit was dry, there was no water, which tells us there was a dried up well. And why the preoccupation with wells? And why do wells factor into Avram's life, Yitzchok's life, Yaakov's life, Yosef's life? And the truth is, the Medrash points out, there's many other references to wells associated with great people throughout the ages. And the Lubavitch Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha says something incredibly amazing. The Rebbe says, what's a well? What's a well? He says, a well is subterranean water. Right? So beneath the surface, there's this beautiful life-sustaining water. But in order to get to the water, what do you have to do? You have to go ahead and dig through layers of dirt, multiple layers of dirt. And says the Rebbe, what an incredible metaphor for life. Or better stated, what an incredible metaphor for man. Because within each of us, there is so much holiness. Within each of us, there is so much Kedusha. Within each of us, there is so much good. But so often in life, that holiness is obscured by layers of dirt. That holiness is covered up by layers of schmutz. That holiness is buried beneath layers of failure, of inconsistencies, of difficulties, of setbacks. And what is life all about? Life is all about digging for your water. Life is all about going ahead and uncovering your well. Life is all about digging down into yourself, removing all of the layers of negativity, of failure, of impurity, of inconsistency, of cynicism, removing all of that and finding the real me inside or underneath all of those layers. And there's something amazing. We look at the stories of wells, because the Torah tells us Avram dug wells, and yet again the Plishtim, the Philistines, filled them back in. Because sometimes in life, what happens? You dig in yourself, you remove all of the layers, I find my water. I find my life-sustaining, crisp, refreshing waters of spirituality. I discover my holiness. You know, we all have those moments. Maybe it's Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the Pesach Seder. Maybe it's a moment of terrible crisis. Maybe it's a moment of tragedy. Maybe it's a moment of elation where, you know what? I finally get a glimpse into who I am. I gain a little bit of a glimpse into my personalistic holiness. And I feel like, wow, I've discovered my waters. And now I could accomplish something great. And then what happens? Someone, something, or sometimes it's myself, pours like a truckload of dirt, fills in my well. My simcha happens all the time. I finally discover my waters of holiness, only to have a truckload of dirt poured right back into my well. Some type of life setback. I discovered my waters, and then you know what? I made a mistake. I fell off the spiritual wagon again. I regressed. I fell back into old ways, and I just poured dirt onto my well. Or sometimes I know that I have holiness inside of me. But like Yaakov Avinu, who comes to Haran and finds an incredibly large stone sitting on top of the well. That large stone, explains the Svarim, is a metaphor for the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes I know I have holiness. I know I have potential. I know I have abilities. I know I could accomplish something great. But there's just a big stone sitting on top of my heart, sitting on top of my soul. There's just a huge impediment. There's just desires, wants, and lusts that either I feel I can't overcome, or to be honest, I don't really want to overcome. I enjoy it. It's pleasurable. So the waters are there, but there's a huge rock sitting right on top of it. And sometimes in life, as a result of a confluence of events, and sometimes it's because of multiple setbacks and failures, and sometimes it's a lack of self-esteem, sometimes a lack of self-worth, I feel like my inner well has totally dried up. And sometimes I feel there's no water, there's no holiness. Like Rashi says, when he talks about Yosef, they threw him into a pit, there was no water. Rashi says, Mayim ain bo, nechashim ve'akravim yesh bo. There were snakes and scorpions in there. Sometimes I feel like the water of my holiness has just fundamentally evaporated. And all that's left is the biting negativity of life, snakes and scorpions. The water's gone. But you know what the amazing part is? Even when you think the water is gone, all you need to do is dig a little bit deeper and you'll discover the water. All you need is just keep digging. Just keep digging a little bit and the water of holiness will begin to bubble up even inside of your dried up well. This, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is why the Torah spends so much time talking about wells. Because the well is the ultimate metaphor for life. The well is the ultimate metaphor for us. Life is all about the well. Sometimes my wells get filled in after I've dug them out. Sometimes there's a huge rock sitting on top of my well. Sometimes I feel like the water has totally evaporated from my well. But it's in those moments that I just have to dig a little bit deeper. In those moments, I just have to look a little bit further inside of myself. Because dear friends, each of us has a personalistic well that sits atop a gushing reservoir of water, of holy water, of spiritual water, of pure, pristine, ruchni water. It's just sometimes I have to dig within myself. We often underestimate our abilities. We underestimate our kochos. We like to tell ourselves we can't do things because, hey, if I can't do it, then there's no obligation to really try all that hard. But the waters are there. The waters are bubbling. They're waiting to come out. I just have to pull off the rock like Yaakov. I just have to unplug or unearth the wells like Yitzchak. I just have to find the courage to dig them in the first place like Avram. Or I have to find the courage to realize that even though it looks dry, there's really water underneath the snakes and scorpions like Yosef. Life is all about digging within yourself and finding your holiness and finding your goodness. And isn't this the message of Chanukah as well? Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, writes in his Ein Hayah, when talking about Chanukah, he says, what's the miracle of Chanukah? It's interesting, the miracle of Chanukah, we know the story. The Chashmonaim defeated the Syrian Greeks. They come into the Beis HaMikdash, and what does the Gemara say? V'lo matzu ela pach echa, they found only one little jug of oil. Munach b'chosamo shel Kohen Gadol. And with the seal of the Kohen Gadol intact, they walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was in a state of disarray. The Beis HaMikdash was totally fundamentally defiled. But imagine the image. In the midst of the sea of defilement, there was one untainted jug. In the midst of the sea of defilement, there was one little pocket of holiness. And says Rav Kook, that's a metaphor as well. Obviously, of course, a literal story, but with a metaphorical meaning for each of us. Because sometimes I am that defiled temple. And sometimes again, I feel like I'm losing myself in the midst of that sea of impurity. But even when I feel like I've been so damaged and so broken, there's always the pach echad munach bechosamo shel Kohen Gadol. There's always at least one jug left. There's always one cruse left. There's always one little bit left that's untainted. And all I need to do is dig inside of myself to find it. You know, when the Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw, literally, the Beis HaMikdash was in a state of disarray. Everything of value was carried out, right? There were idols there. There were carcasses of non-kosher animals there. The Syrian Greeks had defiled everything. So what do you think? That they walked in, oh, look at that, there's a little jug of oil perched on the shelf right here, right with a little sign that says, please open and light me. Are you kidding? They had to look around. They probably had to sift through rubble. They had to go through layers and layers of dirt and rubble and schmutz and tumah until they finally found that one little jug of oil. It wasn't perched neatly on a shelf waiting for them. It didn't just roll over to their footsteps, to their feet and said, please light the menorah with me. They had to dig. They had to go through layers of impurity to finally find that little cruse of oil. They had to dig through the layers of dirt in order to find the water. It's the same message. Chanukah, Parshas Vayeshev, the Pach Shemen, the wells, it's all the same message. That sometimes in life I get filled or covered with piles of dirt. I get filled or I get covered, obscured with piles of failures and setbacks and negativities and cynicism. And sometimes I feel so buried underneath all of the impurities, some of which I have caused and some of which is just a reality maybe of the life that I'm living. And I give up on myself and I throw in the towel in myself and I assume my temple will be forever defiled and I assume that my well will always be filled in. That big rock, I can't move it off the opening of the well. And comes along the stories of Bereshis and says, dig for your water. Uncover your well. Look inside of yourself. It comes Chanukah and says, no matter how intensely the personalistic temple has been defiled, there's always the Pach Echad Munach Bechosamo Shal Kohen Gadol. There is always the one little cruse of oil that's left. But you have to look for it. You have to look for it. Because it doesn't come to you. You have to go find it. Just like the waters of the well don't sprout through the layers of dirt. You have to dig away and find the water. And this, dear friends, is our Avoda of Chanukah. And our Avoda of Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev. And our Avoda every day. We are well diggers. That's what we are. We dig wells. That's what we do. That's what Avram, that's the mission that Avram started with, and it's the mission that we have until this very day, to dig for our personalistic waters of holiness, to find our Pach Shemen. So many of us have given up on ourselves, and we've lowered the bar for what we think we're capable of, what we could accomplish, who we could be, and what we can do. And comes the Yom Tov of Chanukah, come Parshas Vayeshev, and reminds us, start digging. Start digging. Many of us have covered ourselves over with many layers of dirt and many layers of impurity. But no matter how many layers of dirt you have, your water's there. And no matter how much debris there may be in your life, your jug of oil is waiting to be found. May we be zoche mi'aretz Hashem over these days of Chanukah to move aside the life debris, to find that beautiful cruise of personalistic holiness. May we be zocha during these parshas Vayeshev, these coming days of Chanukah, to move aside the layers of dirt, to lift the rock off the well, to dig beneath the snakes and scorpions, and to find the personalistic waters of holiness that course through our neshama. Let's discover, or better stated, let's rediscover who we really are. Let's rediscover our inner oil. Let's rediscover our inner waters. And Amir Hashem go on to do something great. And in this suchos of discovering our oil, discovering our water, Amir Hashem, as we kindle our menorahs in our home, and as we bring in the Kiddush of Shabbos, may we be zoche, Amir Hashem, that the lights of our menorahs will not only fill our homes and fill our souls, but Amir Hashem will fill our world. And the merit of our combined light and our combined waters, may Amir Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring the ultimate light, the light of Mashiach, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, Mihira Bi'Aminu. Amen.